Welcome to the Inclusive Leadership in a Virtual World podcast. Each week, we invite a different world-class inclusive leader to facilitate a session for our weekly virtual gathering. The facilitators are given 10 to 12 minutes to share their unique approach toward inclusive leadership. Enjoy this featured inclusive leader and join us on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yay! Today we have an exceptional treat, an incredibly passionate person, Drusella Mukwerere-Wera, and she is an international champion for diversity intent on building trust. She is truly a citizen of the world. Her native country is Rwanda. She received a scholarship to attend university in Kyiv, Ukraine. While working for the Rwandan government, she was forced to flee, and she is now starting a new life in Knoxville, Tennessee. So she is truly, truly global. And I am excited for her to share her take on languages, of which she knows many. Drusella, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for the introduction, Susan, and I am super excited to be with you all, and you could be somewhere else. So today, we will tour the world in the short amount of the record in the history. So now, since we are talking about language, equity, and diversity, I would like for you to tell us how you say hello in your language, in the language you speak. You can put in the chat, and then we will move forward from there. How do you say hello in your language? Please put it in the chat.
Oh, Drusella, we're getting lots of stuff in here. Namaste or hello. We're getting
Merhaba.
Hi or shalom. Labas, bonjour. Oh, I'm going to butcher this. Merhaba, help me out. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bring voice into these. This is beautiful. If you want to take yourself off mute and just throw it out there, that'd be great. I'd love to hear it from your mouth.
Yes, for me, it's bitte in Kinyarwanda. So, that's beautiful.
Merhaba, Turkish.
Wonderful.
Anybody else? As an American, mine is hello, I'm Anne. But in Mexico, which is real close to San Diego, where I live, bienvenidos is hello or welcome. And when I was in Asia, it was ni hao, which literally translates, I think, to have you eaten today? And the common form is wei, which is like hi.
Wow. Thank you all for sharing. So now we are moving about the complexity of language communication. So I want to see the good gesture. So how many languages do you think that they are spoken in the world, in the whole world? How many languages? I want you to put the numbers, no cheating, no ChatGPT, no Googling. So just from your mind, how many languages do you think they are spoken in the world?
I see 7,000, 8,000, 300, 753, 2,000, 900, 3,000 plus. Yes, thank you for all your answers. And I think the winner is somebody who said 7,000. And I saw somebody also who said 7,500. So it's over 7,000. So the 7,000 and the 7,500 are the two winners of the day. And they say that In general, there are 300 written systems in the world. So talking about the importance of languages. So we are here because we can communicate. Somebody did invite you either by text or either by email. So, and I always, you were talking about my history of being a refugee. When you lose everything, material, I could not adapt and create without using my language. So I'm grateful for the language capabilities I have. And I think that you also are grateful for the language capabilities you have. So a language can be an instrument of peace because we come from different cultures and backgrounds, and we can connect through language. It can be also an instrument of critical thinking. We are innovators, we are creators. And when you communicate, you connect with people and we are interconnected. So when somebody connected you to this wonderful gathering and club, it means that through the language was the bridge to get to that connection. And when we connect, what do? We co-create. So we can create many good projects together. And then the co-creation leads to collaboration. So we communicate, we connect, we co-create, and we collaborate. How about learning from different cultures? So now you have the five C's. You have the communication, the connection, the co-creation, collaboration, and learning from different cultures and about the world itself. And then when we have all those five C's together, what do? We create massive, massive contribution. So we contribute to the world with our gifts and talents. So now, let us move to the top 10 spoken languages to see where are we located on that. Susan, you want me to share?
Yes, please.
Okay. So can you see the slide here? Can you all see the slide?
Yes.
Can you put the thumbs up? Yes. Okay. So we have these 10 spoken languages in the world. English, Chinese, Hindi, Spanish, French, Arabic, Bengali, Russian, Portuguese, and Urdu. So I want every one of you to put in the chat, what language do you speak among this? I want to see, are we rating 10 out of 10? Are we rating 7 out of 10? So how many languages among these are we speaking among people who are here? I can repeat those ones. English, Chinese, Hindi, Spanish, French, Arabic, Bengali, Russian, Portuguese, and Urdu. What I know on my side is English, French, and Russian.
So somebody is 1.5, but mostly 1 and 2s. There's 3, 4.
Good. Good.
See somebody with 5 if you count being rusty.
Mm-hmm. But it's wonderful. So now we have, I think we have Japanese. Steve, if I can ask you, how do you say good morning in Japanese?
One says, ohayo gozaimasu.
Ohayo gozaimasu. You see how it sounds very good. And Jerry, you speak Arabic. How you say good morning in Arabic?
Well, I know how to say marhaba, which is hello.
Hello. And Sorveja, do you speak Russian? How do you say that?
Dobry den.
Dobry den. And Else, and no, Paul, which one do you speak? You can write it down, or you know the two. Which one that you know? And I think we have also people who speak or the sign language, and that is very important also for the contributing to the world. And Tom Drucker, do you speak German?
I used to be fluent. Now I'm not, but I can get by.
So, what do you can you say hello or good morning in German?
Grüß Gott.
Oh, wonderful! Oh, about of Chinese. Who can tell us in Chinese? Okay, so Regia, you have Lithuanian, you know? Can you say something in that language?
Labas rytas.
Oh, Labas rytas. That sounds good. Yeah, and in Kinyarwanda, Mwaramutse. Kinyarwanda is my native language. The country is Rwanda, and the language is Kinyarwanda, Mwaramutse. Okay, and I see somebody speaking Hungarian. Oh my goodness, such a diverse group. What is good morning in Hungarian? Do you remember, Joe?
Well, like, how are you, Spotspot?
Wow, that's wonderful. So, when you talk about language equity and diversity, you have seen 7,000 spoken languages in the world. Even if we speak less than in this gathering, every language is equally worthy, and we have to make same investment to make sure that people who are speaking these languages are not left behind. In America, I used to work in the nonprofit refugee resettlement world, and it was surprising to say that only people who are getting federal funds are required to provide interpretation. That is not enough and not fair. Everybody should make sure that at our workplace, in our schools, in our communities, every language is taken care of. This is how we promote equity among all people speaking different languages. So I think that by promoting those languages, this is how we also getting out the most value from every culture, every person, because as we are diverse in different way, we have different backgrounds, we have different skills, and you can bring much value using your language. And so can you when you promote these languages in your community, at home. Everything starts at home. I hope that even if you don't, maybe today you will notice something, make sure that your children at school, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, do not miss the opportunity. I heard Jim Rohn saying that his parents were talking German and French, and nobody taught him any other language. And sometimes when I share this topic, some people say, I wish I could learn the language. And as Les Brown said, you are not too young to teach, and not too old to learn. So you can still learn a language. And we as a consultant, I just say, people, you can take your laptop in the virtual world. You go in Spain if you want to learn Spanish, or you go to France if you want to learn French, and you can learn an African language, and you can still go there and work there in 3 months. You can speak fluently the language. So I wanted to know if there are languages different from what we saw here that are spoken in your community. So if you can share some languages, which one do you see in your community which are not listed here today? Tagalog, in my case, Hawaiian, Japanese, Che, Suspen, Burmese. Yes, we have Burmese in my neighborhood, Vietnamese, Cantonese, Tagalog, and Swahili, Somalian, Kirundi,
many dialects are not respected. That's so sad. And I counted that with people who are coming from some Spanish-speaking countries in my community. Sometimes you don't have somebody to assist them. This is why it is recommendable to work with organizations who have capability of having many translators. Patwa, Korean is also not listed. Yes, we have Koreans. Dari, Pashto, Urdu. Yes, Urdu is on the top in the top 10 spoken. Oh my goodness. So you see how our communities are rich of cultures and languages, and we are the vessels to promote those languages in our communities. Thank you all for sharing. And so I think after today, Bahasa Indonesia, Bahasa Malaysia, oh my goodness, I am fired up. Okay, Persian, Farsi, Indigenous language. Oh, Kri, Ojibwe, Anishinaabeg. Oh, la. Quechua, Thai. Oh my goodness, Farsi again. So the chat is blowing me away. Yes. So you like to go to different places and eat and speak different languages. So this is why we are here. So to know and learn from one another and to see what we can do all together. So that is very important. As you see, the diversity among us and in the world, when you talk about languages, it's huge. So as leaders, we are required to put everything in place so nobody is left behind because of the language they speak, and we have to find resources to assist them. I do not know if Julia is on the call. I met her Monday. She's from Sudan. When she came as a refugee, she didn't speak any word of English. And it was hard for her to learn the language and to get assistance. And somebody just took advantage and taught her bad words. And then when she was talking about those words, they called the parents to discipline her. And she says that she had trauma from that time. She cannot even go back to that school. So we have to collaboratively put our efforts together so nobody is left behind. Every language is equally important as any other language, even if you are not ranked in top 10, because we want your value, we want your knowledge, we want your skills and talents. So I think, Sudan, are we ready to go to the breakout session? Or
I think ready. We're going to get ready to make the transition.
Okay.
Before we move on, we're going to put the question into chat, and then let's talk it through. I will put it right there. It would help if I had send. How can you bring language equity and diversity into your business and community? Now, we all are different. We have solo businesses. We're part of larger groups. We have large families. We have small families, big neighborhoods, urban neighborhoods, rural. How can you bring language equity and diversity into your business community? And Matthew, do you want to take on the responsibility of our transition?
Yeah, I think it's it may be helpful just to even add a little more context to this conversation, because language equity, maybe that's, you know, I don't know if that really, I think if we think about this as just creative ways to be inclusive of many languages and be curious about many languages. And how can we do that in big ways and small ways? Like that's I think where this time in breakthrough rooms will be spent most valuable. And I can't wait to hear the ideas that are generated in the breakthrough rooms. I would like to scan. Oh my gosh, I just have to, Dr. Michelle. I hope this isn't embarrassing, but we have a Zoom bomber, the cutest little baby in the Zoom world right now. Take a look with me. Like, oh my gosh, please Adorable.
This is my grandson, Corey. And he's enjoying this. Absolutely enjoying it.
There is language for how adorable your grandchild is. So hopefully we'll, and I hope you don't mind me calling that out. Like, that was just too much. It captivated me. So that's a wonderful, wonderful moment. Oh, I love it. 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 Let's see. Barbara Ann, since you also have canine Zoom bombers in your square going by, would you mind taking yourself off mute and whisking us away to our respective breakthrough rooms?
Sure. You ready? All right. Borrow it from SpongeBob. So. Be-doo, 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 be-doo.
You've just been given a taste of the Inclusive Leadership in a Virtual World weekly gathering. If you would like to join us for an upcoming ILVW session, look for the registration URL in the comments. Register once and join us whenever your schedule permits.